bunsen burner from the gas tap. I was puzzled, because generally I tend to know about most of the things that are going on in our street. Well, wait and see what she's like before you get too friendly with her, Holly warned me. I nodded. Holly, listen, I said. I'm wondering if Matthew's skipping school because he's so upset about Jennifer dumping him. Jennifer had been my brother's girlfriend for the last 3 months, and when she told him that she wanted to end things a few days earlier, Matthew had been devastated. I don't see why. Matthew's well rid of her, if you ask me. Yeah, well, I don't think he sees it that way, I told her. He's pretty cut up about it. That's because he's sensitive, she replied matter-of-factly. So am I, so I know how he feels. Jennifer wasn't sensitive, you see, which is why they weren't at all suited. Well, I still think we should try and find a way of getting them back together, I said firmly. Matt is really miserable without her. My brother had been shut up in his room playing depressing music ever since Jennifer had dumped him. At every mealtime he'd just picked at his food and hardly eaten a thing. No way, Holly said. I already told you Jennifer isn't right for him. You're only saying that because you fancy him, I protested. No, I'm not. Oh, I sighed impatiently, because I've never been able to understand this stupid crush my friend has on my brother. I don't know why you fancy him anyway, Holly. He's always swearing and farting and stuff, and he's got a really spotty back. I could have added that since she was the same age as me, she didn't stand a chance anyhow, but I didn't want to be that cruel. Holly shook her head as if she didn't believe me. You're just trying to put me off. I mean, why are you so keen to get Jennifer to take him back if he's that gross? Jennifer's not my best friend, I pointed out. You are. I don't care. I'm still not helping you get them back together, Holly said stubbornly. I guess I'll just have to do something about it on my own then, won't I? I told her. I don't see why. I mean, Matthew hasn't asked for your help, has he? So? I answered impatiently. Holly knows as well as I do that nobody in my family has ever actually asked for my help. And she also knows that I've never let that stop me before. When I got home from school, my brother was already there, and for once, he wasn't in his room playing miserable music. He was in the kitchen with Jake. They had the door closed and they were talking inside in low voices, so I crept up close and put one ear against the door to listen. You'd think that my brother would know by now that it isn't safe to speak about secret things when I'm anywhere nearby, but he never seems to learn. Come on, Matt, it'll be a laugh. Jake was saying. Not if we get caught, Matthew replied. We won't get caught. No one will see us. Look, you can't back out now. Not when we've just bought the stuff. Jake paused for a moment before adding, Anyway, I reckon this will really take your mind off Jennifer. I'm over Jennifer, Matthew said sharply, but I thought I heard his voice tremble a bit. Look, if we do this, we got to make sure nobody knows it's us. You know what my dad's like. If he thinks I've... At that moment, my foot accidentally pushed the door, making it creak, so I had no choice but to walk into the room. My brother glared at me. What do you want? I know you and Jake skipped school this afternoon, I told him. You're going to get into trouble if Dad finds out. Yeah, well, he won't find out, will he? Not unless some nosy, interfering little person tells him. I am not nosy and interfering, I retorted indignantly. Yeah, right. I ignored that and demanded, So, where were you? But he tapped his nose and turned away, and I knew I wasn't going to get any more information out of him. We were the only ones in the house. Dad never usually gets back from work until at least 7 o'clock. He's a police detective, and he sometimes has to work even later than that. We don't have a mum, and Dad's girlfriend didn't seem to be here either. Where's Lizzie? I asked. Wednesday is Lizzie's half day, and she'd said she'd be here when I got home from school this afternoon. She was cooking for us tonight, which is always a bit of a hit-and-miss affair. Lasagna and chili con carne were the only two dishes she knew how to cook when she first met us, and since then, her efforts to try out new recipes haven't always gone according to plan. Matthew handed me a note Lizzie had left on the table. It said she'd gone to show her flat to